With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tesla dealerships and charging stations continue to be under attack nationwide. At least five Tesla vehicles in Vegas were damaged Tuesday. Spencer Evans, special agent in charge with the FBI's Las Vegas division, had a warning for those planning on damaging Teslas.
And specifically to those who might think that something like this is justifiable or potentially even admirable, we want to let you know it's a federal crime. We will come after you, we will find you, and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I encourage anyone that's considering something like this to seriously reconsider.
President Trump calls it domestic terrorism. Audio courtesy KTNV Las Vegas. The statement added similar incidents have occurred in several states, and the FBI, ATF, are coordinating with federal, state, and local law enforcement. Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration directs the Department of Homeland Security to end language translation services for those calling about their immigration or employment status or their benefits. The move follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States. Louisiana used nitrogen gas to put a man to death Tuesday evening for a killing decades ago, marking the first time the state's used the method as it resumed executions after a 15-year hiatus.
Authorities say Jesse Hoffman Jr. was pronounced dead at 6:50 p.m. at the Louisiana State Penitentiary, adding the nitrogen gas had flowed for 19 minutes during what one official characterized as a flawless execution. Hoffman declined to make a final statement in the execution chamber. He also declined a final meal. It was the fifth time nitrogen gas was used in the U.S. after four executions by the same method, all in Alabama. Three other executions by lethal injection are scheduled this week in Arizona on Wednesday and in Florida and Oklahoma on Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is an executive producer for a new movie.
The film The Last Supper depicts the events of Jesus' last dinner with his disciples before his death on the cross. Tomlin told churchleaders.com that the movie is right on the nose biblically and is beautifully and powerfully done. Tomlin's song No Greater Love is featured during the closing credits. It's a song he wrote before knowing about the movie, but Tomlin said it fits perfectly. George Williams, SRN News.
Kentucky lawmakers have passed a bill that protects so-called conversion therapy. The measure would eliminate Democrat Governor Andy Beshear's executive order forbidding licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The bill would also outlaw the use of Medicaid funds to pay for sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is postponing several scheduled events this week to promote his new book.
The cancellation of events in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and other cities came amid widespread criticism from the party's liberal base over Schumer's vote to move forward with Republican spending legislation last week. A representative for Schumer's book said the tour would be rescheduled due to security concerns. Schumer said the spending bill was terrible, but a shutdown would have been far worse and difficult to end. At a news conference on Friday, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries repeatedly refused to say whether he had confidence in Schumer, a rare break for the two longtime New York colleagues. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two IRS whistleblowers who testified about how the Biden administration intervened in Hunter Biden's legal issues are getting promotions. Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler have both been given new roles as senior advisors to the Treasury Department to find and eliminate waste and corruption. More details at SRNnews.com.